Safe driving requires concentration, good manners, and, in parts of Maryland, maybe even a hint of spirituality. Folks at the American Driving School in Southern Maryland have come up with a way to put Zen into driver's education. From member station WAMU, Sarah Hughes reports.
When Tao Nguyen, a 17-year-old from Maryland, signed up for driver's ed, she thought the course would just cover the basics.
I expected it to just be all about how to drive your car. I never really realized that so much of driving is in your mind.
Nguyen's teacher turned out to be a Buddhist monk who weaves a little philosophy into the class. He's not out to win converts. He just wants to help create a common ethic of caring on Maryland's roadways. Bante Ubaratana, who wears neon orange robes and walks barefoot in class, introduces one of his favorite topics to the students.
Emotion. What is the emotion? Have anybody had the emotion? You had the emotion?
Yes.
What kind of emotion you have it?
Happy, angry, confused.
Confused. That's emotion, right? And when you get mad, what are you going to do normally? Tell me.
I usually get frustrated.
Anger is not a good thing to meditate. You know, if you meditate, anger is all negative poses. That's a kind of sickness ongoing.
Uparatana tells the students that driving while angry, nervous, or agitated is a risky venture.
Emotion driver, when you get someone emotion, cannot see the world, the dangerous thing, he cannot look what's going on. It is a dangerous. I mean, it is that's what happened in more accidents. So awareness, alertness, concentration, mindfulness, very important thing, the driving field.
Keeping focused and calm, he says, helps protect the driver and those around him. He calls that a blessing to the earth. High school student Tao Nguyen says her challenge will be staying calm behind the wheel.
Take a deep breath and just relax myself and just clear my mind from what's really making me nervous.
Another student, 16-year-old Joy Liang, says she's also going to practice mindful driving on Maryland's roadways. To her, that means putting herself in the other driver's shoes.
Because the world doesn't revolve around you, the world's not going to be the way you want it to be.
Bante Uparatana says even he struggles to practice loving driving. He spends several hours a day in his blue minivan, getting to classes or running errands for his temple. And sometimes he loses patience with drivers who switch lanes without signaling. But then he tries to empathize. Maybe they just had a rough day. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hughes.